Acts 16 from verse 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. He took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Paul and Silas and some of the other disciples are in a wonderful position here at the start of the passage we're reading, where they are walking in liberty. They are able to minister in the power of God. And it may be that we can look back to a time early in our Christian experience or some time in the past where we were walking in the power of God and we were walking in a certain measure of liberty and enjoying the freedom to walk in the Lord. And we just knew that freedom, and nothing was binding us, as it were. But maybe there's come a time later in our Christian experience where, in spite of knowing a liberty of a former time, that now in our present condition, we feel bound. We feel somehow imprisoned. And we look back at where we once were, and we say, I used to enjoy a wonderful experience of the Lord. I used to enjoy something different, something that I've lost, something that I don't have now. But I feel as if I can't get back to where I used to be. And I feel the Lord, just this morning, wants to lead us back into that liberty and the fervency of praise and our experience of God that perhaps we once had. And as we look at this passage, there are some deep truths that we can understand. And first, I just want us to look at the nature of their liberty, which is most interesting. They are free, obviously, to walk about. And it says, verse 16, and it came to pass as we went to prayer. And they were going about their, as it were, lives of ministry and their Christian lives, and they had that freedom. They just went to prayer. But a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Now, as these apostles are going about ministering, They are seeking to do the Lord's will and they are faithful in that. And yet there is a tremendous freedom as they serve the Lord. And sometimes we get very bound up by getting the Lord's will for our lives, and we sometimes think that we're going to miss the big things that the Lord has for us. And sometimes we are so trying hard at everything and trying to get everything right that we miss what God has for us. And sometimes by just walking freely in the Lord and just relaxing and following his leading, sometimes just by relaxing, we can be just walking in the Lord's will and doing what he wants us to do. So this is the first part, that we may be bound up today by trying too hard, and every little thing we're anxious about it and we're careful about it in our lives, so that we don't have that freedom. And as we get that sense of freedom in our hearts, the Lord leads us. So if we want to be led by the Lord, we need to understand that freedom in our hearts. Now, this demon-possessed girl is there, and she's following them, and they're going about their business, and they're wanting to please the Lord. And they're not really bothered about her in places like that, and certainly if you're in sort of places like India today, there's a lot of demon-possessed people about, and you can almost get used to it in a sense. People doing all sorts of strange things in the street, and that would have been the same in this culture. Here we sort of treat them medically. That's what society does here. But there will be people demon-possessed moving about, and here are the people seeking to serve the Lord. And this girl keeps crying out, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And they just put up with it for a period of time. But after a while, Paul, being grieved, he's disturbed by this in the end, he turns round and he just says, "I command thee to the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. Now, that event then leads to their imprisonment, and that leads to the salvation of the jailer and his family. Now, that's a very important sequence of events that come about, and it happened just because the Lord so worked events that Paul, as it were, was forced to tell the Spirit to leave. Now, as I say, we can sometimes be so concerned about getting everything right in ministry, but the Lord, as it were, arranged for that to happen. And sometimes if we could just relax in the Lord and let him lead us, the right things will happen. So he gets grieved, he commands it to happen, and the natural things take place. The natural sequence of events, they get imprisoned, the man, the jailer, get saved, and it's all this wonderful sequence of events. But the Lord has arranged it, and we have to see that in our lives the key things, the important things, will take place, and we can rest on the Lord. We just need to seek to stay close to him and be faithful. In Ephesians it talks about the fact that the Lord is in control, and he ordains things and he predestines and so forth. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, "Christ, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh," and this is the phrase, "who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will." He has his own will. He has the way he's going to do things. And then in chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." We are his workmanship. He has made us, and he's made us for a purpose. "We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." So he has something for us to do, and I believe he will channel us into them. And we think we're going to go in this direction, but he just so puts things in our way and so guides us that we can get to where we need to be, and we suddenly end up in a particular place. We end up in Winslow or wherever it may be, because the Lord wants us to be there or wherever we are for a purpose. And we, looking back, we can say, oh, well, you've put certain impediments in my way to stop me going here and to stop me doing that, and you brought me here, and now I'm here, and the Lord will use you just where he's placed you. So that's the first thing, that we don't need to be so stressed and so worried. We just need to walk with the Lord. And these people were walking. They were walking out to prayer. And just in the middle of the time when they are walking and seeking to serve the Lord and be faithful, the Lord channels them into a place of blessing, into a place of service. But when they're in that place of service, there is a captivity there that they are brought into. And returning to how we started, we start off in our Christian lives, and we have this freedom, and perhaps as they walked around, that's the freedom that we look back on. We were just free in the Lord, and we were able to serve him, and we went as the Lord led. And we weren't burdened, and we weren't anxious all the time. But then, Paul and Silas here, after the time of their freedom, they are seized by the people of the city, and they are attacked. They say against them, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And then they are, after receiving many stripes, they're put in prison. And that may be that our experience this morning, that though we can look back at a time of in our spiritual lives where we enjoyed that wonderful freedom in the Lord, and we were able to serve the Lord, and we were rejoicing in him, yet something has come into our lives which has stopped us enjoying that liberty. And I want to say this morning that there may have been people that have come into our lives, family members, other Christians, whoever it is, and as it were, the way they have treated us or the way they have spoken to us has brought us into a measure of captivity. And we may this morning be in a place of, as it were, spiritual fear and spiritual oppression because of the way that other people are and the way that other people have spoken, so that this morning we're not free in the Lord to worship him. We don't feel free to go out and serve him and be what we should be. And it's an imprisonment that we have come into. And it's all due to a fear that has come upon us. Maybe fear of making a mistake or fear of doing something else. But it's a fear that we've been brought into. And somehow, just as Paul and Silas have been brought into a prison, this morning we may feel in a prison and unable to minister. And as it were, they are here in a prison, bound, and they are unable to minister. And that may be you this morning. You want to minister. You feel led. You look back at a time of freedom in your life, but you feel simply bound and unable to do what you feel the Lord wants you to do. Now, something happens in their lives and their experience here which brings freedom to them, and it can bring freedom to you if you just get hold of it. Because here they are bound in prison. And as they are bound in prison, what do? It says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, what happened was, as it were, in their spirit, inside of them, they were just letting themselves go, and there they were praising God. And they, as they were there, they didn't care what anyone else was thinking, or that other people heard them. It says, and the prisoners heard them. They didn't mind that there were perhaps heathen prisoners there in the place. They were just letting themselves go to God and praising them as they felt led. And as they released themselves to God and didn't care about anyone else, what anyone else thought of them, as they were free to worship the Lord, that's the moment when they broke free. And
There was a mighty earthquake, and the place is shaken, and the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. They broke free at that moment when they let themselves go to God. Now, this is the moment when you will break free, when you cease to, as it were, bind yourself or let yourself be bound by what other people think of you. As Christians, we can bind each other, and if we are bound ourselves, if we are repressed ourselves, if we are inhibited ourselves, we will then bind other people, because other people will look at us and say, well, they're inhibited, they're not free to worship the Lord. What will they think of me if I just shout out praise to God? And that is the thing that is holding us back. And as we are held back in our own praise and our worship to God and our own experience with God, so it means that as we go out and seek to speak to the lost about the Lord, we are still inhibited. But the Lord wants to bring us into this wonderful freedom before the Lord. You remember the story of David as the ark returns. And needn't turn there, but in 2 Samuel and chapter 6, it says that as the ark returned, it says that David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. And when his wife Michal comes out and despises him for the way that he has danced before the Lord and the way he's been free in his worship before the Lord, David doesn't respond. He says, David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will yet be more vile than this, and I will be base in mine own sight, and of the handmaidens which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honour. And Michal is then barren, speaking of, as it were, a spiritual barrenness. But David says, I was dancing before the Lord. It was before him that I was free, and I was worshipping him. And I'm not going to be bound by what you think, and I'm going to be free to worship the Lord in the Spirit, as the Spirit is leading me, and I'm not going to be bound by what someone else thinks. And this morning, we need to get into that place where we are free to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. But this is the first, as I said, this is the first step for you. If you want to be free in the Lord, you need to let yourself go. If you need to be free from this condemnation that has come upon you, where you don't feel free. And it may be so many areas of your life where you don't feel free. You don't feel free to speak as you should. You don't feel free to, as it were, speak out the truth. And that inhibits you when you come to the unbeliever. The rest of your life you're bound, even to speak sometimes to family members and say things that need saying. And freedom to worship the Lord, even in your own devotional, even when there's no one else there, perhaps you don't feel free to speak to the Lord and to worship him. And particularly as we come together, you don't feel free to worship the Lord. But the moment you let go and say, I will not be bound by what anyone else thinks of me, but I'm going to let go, the Lord will release something in you. And as we see, there was this great shaking. And that is speaks to us of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. As you release to the Lord, or a fresh filling in the, of the Holy Spirit, as you release to the Lord and allow him to be everything he needs to be in your life, you will be filled, and there will be, as it were, a shaking of your life, a shaking of your person. And you will be brought into a new experience of the Lord. And it didn't matter for Paul and Silas what anyone else was thinking as they sang and as they praised God and as they prayed. It didn't matter what they were thinking. And in moments they were free. And the result of their being free, their praising the Lord, meant that they were free. and the dividends were there. And then they could say, well, it doesn't matter what anyone else thought of us as we praised the Lord, because it meant that we broke free. And this morning, if you want to break free, you've got to let yourself go in worship. You've got to let yourself honor the Lord and say, I will not be bound. And you won't care when you're free. You won't care what people think of you. You won't care that, as it were, you had to break through and just praise the Lord. And this morning, there's a step that you need to take to get free with the Lord. You've got to say once and for all, I don't care what people think of me. I don't care what they would even say about me as I speak to them about the Lord or as I worship. But I'm going to worship the Lord and be free to worship him once and for all. And perhaps that's a step you need to take once and for all. I'm not going to care what people think of me as I worship him. And there is that step of freedom that you can take this morning. No one else can take this for you, because, as it were, it's your thing to do. As we said the other week, the Lord sets us free from sin. He set the children of Israel free from Pharaoh. He said, let my people go, and forced him to let them go. But then, as it were, you have to let yourself go free from condemnation and from your own repression, and just go out trusting the Lord and be free to serve him. So you, as they went forth into the promised land, eventually they got there, they had to let themselves go and they had to be free. But that's something that you have to do yourself. You have to allow yourself to be free. No one else can do this for you. You've got to allow yourself to be free and just step forward and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to speak out, and I'm not going to hold back any longer, but I'm going straight through into the promised land. I'm going to enjoy all the blessings that are there. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Truly it is in Christian experience. And if someone in your family or someone close to you, you feel is holding you back, you've got to say, well, I'm not going to hold back for them. I've got to press through. I've got to receive all that the Lord has for me. And I don't care what they think. Now I'm going to step through into the place of blessing right this morning, right now, and I'm going to enjoy it. And as you step through, perhaps they will follow, and perhaps they will be released, and they will come into a place of freedom for themselves, because they've seen you go, and they see the experience that you're in yourself. And in a sense, that this is what we have here, because as soon as you step into freedom, it will lead someone else into freedom. So Paul and Silas, they're in freedom in their hearts as they praise the Lord. They let themselves go. And as they let themselves go, there's the earthquake, and their bands are loosed, and as it were, the other people in the place are set free. But that speaks of a deeper thing, because they're very soon going to be setting the jailer and his family spiritually free. And so, as it were, because they have this freedom in the Lord and there's this mighty earthquake, very soon the man is saved and his whole family. Now, that would not have happened if Paul and Silas were not free. If they had not had that freedom in the Lord, if they had not let themselves go, the man would not have been saved. Yes, we can say within the great working of God, he was going to be saved anyway, but within the practicalities of what happened, if they had not let themselves go, the man would not have been set free. And if we want to minister to other people to see them set free, we've got to let ourselves go. And as long as we are inhibited, as long as we are repressed, we cannot set people at liberty. But the moment we are set at liberty, we can start to minister into other people's lives and they will step free. I believe as an assembly, this is where the Lord is just taking us. Over a few weeks, the Lord has been giving us this message, particularly relating to Joshua and coming into the promised land. But it's a message of liberty. And the question comes to us, are we willing to come into liberty in ourselves this morning? And we will see, as we're in liberty, our praise will be different. We will worship God differently as the Lord's people. But you see, this is the place. This is why we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. This is why we are, as it were, set at liberty. We are saved in order that we might serve. In Luke 4, The Lord, quoting Isaiah, says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And the Lord Jesus, he was, as it were, free in the Lord. He was wholly free to serve the Lord and to go where he needed to go. He was free in the Lord. And as a result of this, he is able to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach deliverance to the captives. And if we want to be able to preach deliverance to the captives, to preach the gospel to those who are bound up by sin, we need to be free in the Lord. And the Lord wants to bring us into this place of freedom this morning. So that is the purpose why we need to be free. And it's not just for our own sakes. And we may say, look at our own lives and say, well, maybe I don't want to be that free in the Lord. Which is crazy, but that may be the case. But primarily, it's not for us. It's that we might minister to other people. And that's what the Lord wants to lead each one of us into. And just in closing, if we look back at Rahab and her situation, she was, in a sense, bound. She was bound by perhaps her lifestyle. She was bound by sin. She had heard about the God of Israel, and yet she didn't have the freedom that came, as it were, from the preaching of the gospel and from coming into the commonwealth of Israel. And the children of Israel, they came in as spies first and spoke about liberty, and then eventually they come in as a group into the promised land. And as the walls of Jericho fall down, so Rahab is in a sense released. She is released. But this would not have happened if they had not let themselves go into the promised land. As long as the Israelites were in the wilderness and not letting themselves go into the promised land, Rahab was in captivity. And so as we look this morning at the lost and we see their plight and we see that they cannot get free, they cannot step free, the Lord calls us to step into a place of liberty in him, that we might be able to minister the gospel in power to them and see them step free. And I just want to ask you this morning, is this a place for you to take? To take, as it were, this stand and say, I need the power of God in my life. I need that ability to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. I need to be in the position where I can minister to the lost. But I feel bound at the moment. The Lord wants to set you free this morning. He wants to set you free this morning. And the moment that you release to God and say, I'm going to be free in the Lord, and I'm going to praise him and I'm going to bless him, that's the moment you will step free and you will have liberty in every area of your life. Liberty to speak to the lost, liberty to praise him, liberty within your family. And it all comes the moment you step free. Let me encourage you this morning to step free in the Lord. Amen.